You know, Faye has been a member of our ownership group for the full 25 years since we bought the team. And, you know, you could describe her as wise, constant, reliable, and generous to a fault. I don't think any of us will ever fully appreciate everything she's done in this community. She's a role model for young entrepreneurs and so generous in so many ways, you know. We had wonderful chats almost on a weekly basis for all 25 years, and even though she was dealing with some serious health matters, no matter how badly she was feeling, she always was more interested in how I was and how my family was, and I'm going to personally miss her friendship and help tremendously.
Bob, you mentioned her giving nature, and it's something that her daughter Kim told me, that people know about her charitable work, but we don't know everything or how deeply she was involved in many projects and aspects.
Oh, that's for sure. I mean, if you look around a hospital, there's very little that you would see her name on, but I can tell you there's almost no major project that happened there that didn't have a huge contribution from Faye. And I know there's a lot of young people in Owen Sound who maybe wouldn't have got a post-secondary education if it wasn't for Faye's help. And the list goes on and on and on. I don't think you could think of anything that's been done in the community over the last 30 or 40 years that she hasn't played a role in. I'll tell you an interesting story. One time she said to me, "How do you think I could help the hospital? I'd like to buy something for a raffle." And I said, "Oh, I don't know, Faye, what might you suggest?" And she said, "I think I'm going to buy a Mustang." And she did. And it was raffled.
There are some very public recognition of Faye's charity work, but there's so much that didn't get seen. From a Owen Sound attack standpoint, I'm sure that carried over into your board meetings and your team meetings.
Oh, yeah. She was so wise and such an incredible business person. She just had the finest instincts about business, and she had great respect for the fans and for the clients and customers. You know, she always felt that if somebody was going to spend a dollar with us, they absolutely had to get a dollar's worth of value for that. And she's extremely respectful of people. And it helped to develop the whole character and culture of the franchise. And we owe a huge debt to her for that.
We're with Bob Severs. Last couple of questions for Bob. We're talking about the unfortunate passing of Faye Harshman, who's a prominent business person. When she came to the hockey team and got involved with your group, how valuable was she, certainly in the early stages, when some of you were familiar with business practices and beverage agreements and that sort of thing, whereas she was extremely familiar with that aspect?
Oh, she just brought, as I said, great instincts about that and knowledge about how it all works, and ideas of margins and what's fair and you know, for both the customer and the company. Well, she knew about insurance and she knew about contract, and she was just like a wealth of business knowledge, you know, and we needed that because some of us didn't have much background in business at all. So it was valuable every day.
Finally, Bob, at this moment, I'm sure there's lots of enduring images of Faye Harshman with your time with the hockey team and in the community. So from your standpoint, how will you best remember her as a prominent business person, as a business partner with the hockey team, or as somebody who was extremely committed, deeply committed to our community and region?
Yeah, the latter would be the way that I would remember her the best, and as a dear friend. I have a special needs daughter, and I'll remember how Faye respected my daughter and was always so interested in how she was and what she was doing. And so no matter how busy she was, and I mean, when you own, what was it, 8 or 9 Tim Hortons outlets, you're extraordinarily busy, but she always had time for everyone, including those who, you know, didn't do too much themselves. So,
well, Bob, yeah. Bob, thanks for this. I know this is a difficult time, and the days ahead will be better and better as we remember Faye, but thank you so much for sharing today.
Well, I appreciate the call, Fred. We will really miss this lady. She was inspiring, and I loved her like a sister. And so I'm sure we'll see lots of people on Sunday.